We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, approximately 8 and 9 lines from the top. So the Gemara says in the Mishnah that if you carry, you're allowed to move a kalkala of a Evan Besoicha, you're allowed to move a basket with a stone inside it. Frey Tamar Akasha, how could that be? Even if you want to tell me that maybe it's Tultul Manatzad, and you're not actually carrying the stone, you're carrying a basket with a stone in it. But Vamai, to have a kalkala basis adava also. What happened to the iser of a basis? The halacha is, if I put a stone in on something before Shabbos, that thing becomes a base for the stone, and that itself becomes muksa. So here, the basket itself became muksa. So how can I move it? It's moving muksa itself. Vamai, to have a kalkala basis adava also. We're talking about a basket that is filled with peris. And besides the peris, there's a rack here also. So therefore, it does not become a basis. Why not? Because it has a dava mutter, which is peris, and a dava asa, which is a rack. And the halacha is, a basis, a dava asa, dava mutter, as long as the dava heter is more chashiv than dava iser, it's not called a basis, a dava asa. So here, of course, the peris are more chashiv than the even. And therefore, it's not a basis, it's a dava iser, and it's dava basis, a dava iser, and therefore it's mutter to metatl it. Right, the Gemara Kasha, okay, you establish it's not a basis, but why am I allowed to move the kalkala? Why am I allowed to move the basket? Why am I not mechuyiv to just take the peris out? I need the peris, I want to have peris, just take the peris out. Who's allowed to move it? The loch is, when it comes to muksa, if there's a way to do it beheter, you know I'll do it beiser. So Gemara's Kasha is, why v'lishtenu l'peri, take out the peris, v'nishtenu l'evan, pour the whole thing out, pour the whole basket on the floor, then dump out the peris and dump out the stone, and then pick up the peris and put it back into the basket. And put it back into the basket. You don't want to really metaltal the peris by hand, like picking up a hand and bringing it to the destination, because it's very hard to carry 20 apples. But you want to carry in the basket. But the idea is, take everything out by pouring it out, or by taking out by hand, whatever, put on the floor, pour the whole thing out. Then the stone will be out, then fill it back up with your hand, fill it back up the peris, and now move away with the basket. And the basket's not a basis, and now you have a basket with no evan inside it. So why not mechuyev to dump all the contents out and then put back the peris in it? And for the Gemara, just like Rav Eloy Amarav answers in the next Gemara, that we're talking about peris hametanofim, which means we're talking about very ripe peris. And if they land on the floor, they are going to get ruined. Then they get dirty. They're very soft and they get very dirty. And therefore, you can't tip it out. Talking about peris hametanofim. He also talking about peris that get dirty, and therefore, you can't dump them out. Freit the Gemara, have another Eitzah. Why don't they shuckle the basket, shake the basket a certain way, they'll get the stone to one side, and then tip the stone out. Lenerenu, neru, nuri. Why don't you shake it a little bit until the stone falls out? And then you get rid of the stone, then you'll continue on your way. You won't have a problem of even muks at all. You won't have to come on to the shiloh of Tiltum Atzad. Just shake the stone out. We're talking about a basket as a whole. The Evan Gufa Nasis Doifin Likakolo. And the stone itself is serving as plugging the hole of the basket. Therefore, you need the stone here. So what's the Gemara's Tarot? So there's two Pshatim that are showing what the Gemara's Tarot is. Either the Gemara's Tarot is like Ella Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, we're chosen the whole thing. That here, it's not Muks at all the Evan. We don't have to Zed sign that those Peris here, bosses, all the questions answer. You know what the case is? The Evan was there to plug the hole. And I did it before Shabbos. Therefore, the Evan is not Muksa because it becomes part of the Kalkala. Like we had before, earlier on in the Masechta, that such an idea that stuffs up the hole. So that could be the case over here. It stuffs up the hole. That's one way to learn the Gemara's Tarot. The other way to learn the Gemara's Tarot is that we're still going with the Gemara's Tarot is that's Basa Dava Asa Dava Muta. And the question was, why don't you shake the stone out? The Gemara answer is, I don't want to shake the stone out because then I won't be able to use the basket anymore. I want to be able to transport the peris from one place A to place B. If it has this hole, everything's going to fall out. Therefore, I need the stone here to plug up the hole. But it wasn't a case where the stone was a keli because I didn't set it aside for this. And therefore, it's mutter because I need that stone there. That's what Tosfos at the end of Nishtinu sounds like. That's the pshat. So the Gemara Vayta. So that's the first part of the Mishnah of Kakala Ve'Evan V'Seicha. We're saying the reason why I allowed to be metal to the basket with a stone inside it is because it's Tiltum Natsad, and I couldn't shake the stone. I couldn't shake the stone out because the pears will fall out and the pears are going to get ruined. And I also, if it's plugging the hole, also I can't shake the stone out because the peiros will fall out and get ruined. The next part of Mishnah said a similar case. I'm talking about truma temeya, which is also muksa. It was in the basket together with truma tahira or together with chulin. And the question here will be the same discussion about muksa. Now here, Taisus speaks out that it was a little bit different in the case of the stone. Here, the truma was in a, the truma temeya and truma tahira were in a big basket, but they were individually wrapped because you wouldn't want to have truma tahira and truma temeya touching each other. So they're actually in a bigger basket, but the they're in their own baskets. Each one's in their own basket. You know, they're open on top, but they're in a separate basket. And here you have an option of just picking up the smaller basket inside it and taking it to your destination. But here you had a big basket with two baskets inside. One basket of Truma Temeya, one basket of Truma Tahira. That was the case over here. Omer Rav Chista. So Rav Chista says, that we allow you to metalto the Truma Temeya with the Truma Tahira in the same basket. Why? Because it has Tahira in it, and therefore that's not muksa, and therefore you can metal the whole basket. That is only Amrav Chista. Amrav Chista loishanu elish tahira lamata v'tameya lamayla. It's only if the tahira truma was in the bottom, and the tameya was lamayla, which was the muksa thing. So you couldn't remove the muksa by hand because it's a shayla of muksa. So therefore, that's your muksa be a dime. You can't take it off by hand. And therefore, you could just metal to the whole thing. Avot tahira lamayla v'tmei lamata, but if the tahira part was on top and tmei lamata, shokel le tahira v'shavik le tuma. Just take out the tahira, and we said it's like in its own basket, just take it out and leave the tmei there. Right, the Gemara kasha, v'chi tahira lamata, even when the tahira is on the bottom and the tmei is on the top, l'shtinim l'ktinu. So why don't you just tip it out, tip it over, and then you'll tip out the tshuma tmei, and then you'll have the tshuma tahira. And then put back the Trumatari back inside. This is where it said that here Paris Hamatanoff and they get dirty. Therefore, you can't tip it over. So if the Tamei is on the top, you're stuck. You have to be metalto the whole basket together with both Trumatamei and Trumatari in it. But if Trumatari is on top, we tell them to take out the top and walk to the next place. There's a price that seems a lot like Rav Chista. Meisvei, metaltum Trumatamei ima Tahira. You're allowed to metalto truma temeya in the same basket together with truma tahira ve'ima chulin or together with chulin and truma temeya bein she tahira lamayla v'temeya lamata say if the tahira is on top and the temeya is on the bottom bein she temeya lamayla v'tahira lamata and say if the temeya is on top and tahira is on the bottom. So what do you see from the first thing? Bein she tahira lamayla v'tahira lamata. Even though tahira is on the top, you still could move it around. Why don't you just say take the tahira out? Tshuf the drav chista zakasha ram chista. What's Shvar Rav Chista? Amalur Rav Chista? No, it's not Shvar. I owe Mishnah that I'm telling you that it's only if it's on the bottom you let him move it. It's talking about season Sarah Gufay. The case is you need the Peiros. You need the Peiros. In the case, since you need the Peiros, so there you can't reach it, and therefore if it's on the bottom you can remove it. But if it's on top, just remove the Torah. That's all you need. It's Sarah Gufay. Braisa, the case of the Braisa that says that you don't care what's on top or the bottom, in either case you're allowed to move the whole basket. You know what the case is? L'tzarech mekayma. You need the place where the basket is. So I got to move the basket. So I don't care what's in there, what's on top or the bottom. I have to move the basket. So there, you're allowed to move the whole basket. But in the case where all you need is the peiros tahira, so why should you be allowed to move the muksa? Just take that basket out. And that's why he says if it's on top, you have to do that. So he's saying our Mishnah is talking about Dafka, the Tahira is Lamata, because if it would be Lamaila, you would have to take it out. So he's saying our Mishnah is talking about Dafka is on the bottom, not on the top. So Mar's Kash is, my Duchka Rav Chista, L'ukme, Sisim Saragufay. Why do you have to say our Mishnah is Saragufay? Say our Mishnah is Saragufay. And when it says our Mishnah, you can transport it, you can move it. Means in any case, say if it's on top or the bottom. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about Saragufay, like the Braisa. How do you know that our Mishnah is a different, it's Tzarech Gufay, and therefore you have to say that it was Dafka on the bottom. How do you know that? Amarava Mastisim Kavasei Deika. He had a raya from the next Mishnah, the following Mishnah, which is always called the Seifa of this Mishnah, and that Mishnah is Muchach, that our Mishnah is talking about Tzarech Gufay. What's the raya? The Tari Seifa, Ma'u Shalakar. If you have money on a pillow, you want to go to sleep, what was he? There's $100 bill on your pillow. Menara Sakar Venefelos. You have to shake the pillow and let the $100 bill fall off, and then you could go to sleep there. And if it's not a bus, it's not a bus. You know why? Because you only forgot it there. But you have to shake it off. This halacha in the Mishnah that says you have to shake it off is only when you need, I need the pillow. But if you need the place where the pillow and the money is, I can pick up the pillow with the money and move it away. So what do you see? That the seifa, or the case of the pillow, is a case of tzarech gufay. Because it says you have to shake it off. If it will be tzarech mekayma, I can move the whole thing. So the seifa tzarech gufay, reish adam and tzarech gufay. Reish also must be talking about tzarech gufay, which means I needed the peres tyra itself. And therefore, Chisda says, correctly so, that there's a difference if it's on top or on the bottom. If it's on top, I can just remove the peres. If it's on the bottom, I can't remove the peres. So the Gemara Vayit explaining the Sefer the Mishnah. Sefer the Mishnah, it says that the halacha is that if Truma Tameya falls into Truma Tahira, so it depends. If it's 100 times the Truma Tameya, then it's bottle. It's called Echad Bekuf. In 100, 1 in 100, it's bottle. And therefore, the whole thing is mutter to eat. But there's one important thing. You have to take out one sa'ah, like one, you know, 1/100th of this, and give it to the Kohen. You don't want the Kohen to lose. And that turns into regular truma, and you can't eat it until you give it to the kohen. So are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? We know regular maisa and truma you now do on Shabbos because it looks like tikkun. This also looks like tikkun. On one hand, you can say that here really it's already bottle and it's a nudin, so maybe it's not a tikkun. So Rabbi Yehuda says they allowed to do it, and the question is why is it not a tikkun? Maisa, I can't eat it until I do it, so it should be like regular truma and maisa. And that's the Gemara I was going to deal with. Right, the Gemara Kasha of Amaya Kamasakin, Lamaisi doing a tikkun. You're doing a tikkun in this bushel full of stuff, of peres, that wouldn't be able to eat then. And now I'm taking it out this truma and giving it to the Kayin. Lacharit Besakin, Zok the Gemara. The Gemara's attempt to say, Rabbi Yehuda goes a certain man the Yomrim, until he finally hit the right one at the end. So the Gemara, who the Rabbi Yehuda's feeling? Who holds the Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Omar, Truma Be'ino Machta. When Truma gets mixed up into 100, it's Ki'ilu, it's by itself. Where do we see this idea? Rabbi Eliezer's idea is next in this following Mishnah, the Tanakh. Saw Truma Shadafla Pachos Memeya. If a Saw Truma fell into less than 100, Vinidmu, and a maid, let's say, fell into 60. So Vinidmu makes the whole 60 usher to eat Tazar, because it's all like Truma. Then, Vinafel Menam Aduma Lamakum Achar, one of these 60 saw fell somewhere else. So what's the halacha? So what do you say? So Eliezer Eimer, Medamask Truma Vada. You look at it, that the thing that fell out is the same saw Truma fell in. So when it comes out, it's like a full saw of Truma felt as another thing. No, it goes with Fichesman, which means you look at that saw that fell into the next pile, pile B, that's 1/60th of a saw of Truma. And therefore, if you have 100 times 1/60th of a saw, it'll be bottled. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need 100 times a saw, much more. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? So most of Rabbi Eliezer is, because he looks at the saw that fell in, is like, where it looks like Ke'ilu, it's Be'en, I can see it. And when I remove one of these saw, it's like I removed the Truma. It's like Mamas Be'en, didn't get mixed up, it's like Be'en. So Marwaza Steiner, the same thing over here. If it's like it's Be'en, so when I'm, and it's not called a tikkun, I'm just taking out something that's right there. The tumor is right there. I'm not doing anything. It's there. So we're saying the reason of Yehuda's Meikel, because he holds it over the Yehuda, holds it's Ke'ilu, it's Be'en. Right, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Eimer the Shamet Le L'chumra. Yehuda only says that's L'chumra, you have to judge that's Ke'ilu, a whole Sa'a, and you need 100 times that. L'kula, Mi Shamet Le, who said it's even L'kula? That I never heard of. Who said even Lakula to say it's not called a tikkun? Maybe it doesn't say it so far. It says the Chumrah. They have to judge it's Ke'ilu Asah. But not that you go Lakula, that's mamish like it's Be'ena Machta. So that didn't work out. So maybe also Rabbi Shimon. Who do I make Rabbi Shimon? What's Rabbi Shimon? That's now. Look at the Mishnah. Saw Truma Shnaf Lameya. A Saw Truma fell into 100. And we said Saw Truma falls to 100, it's bottle. You just have to take out one to give to the Kayan, but it's bottle. Play Hispik like Bia. You have a chance to take one out. That's enough like Cheris, and not a Saw Truma fell in. Oh, now you have two into the 100. Harezu Asura, the Tanakam holds its Asura because now it's a 1 in 50. Rav Shimon Mat, Rav Shimon holds its Mutter. So what's Rav Shimon's Mutter? I was assuming now, you know why it's Mutter? Because you look at a saw that fell into Meya, it's like Be'en, it's not mixed up. So when another one falls in, it can't combine with the saw Truma that fell in, because saw Truma fell in, we look at it as a separate entity, so another saw falls in, it can be combined with that. That's what we thought Pshat Rav Shimon is. And this is a kula. And therefore here also, it's not called a tikkun. No, that's not the Pshat in this machlekes. The machlekes Rav Shimon and Tanakama is like this. Tanakama is of Ava Gav, the Nofal Bezer Chazer, Noflu Bezer Chazer, even though one fell after another one, Still, command of Vazach. It's like two saw fell at one time, Dami. Look at it. One fell into 50, one fell into 50. And it's not going to be bottle. Rav Shimon Sabar, Kemaisa bottle b'meya. Rav Shimon holds no. That the way, reason why it's mutter is like this. When the first saw fell in, it was bottle meya. Now we look at it, there's no true meya. When the next one falls in, it's like 101. And that's why, Pashup Shah, like kama bottles, the idea called kama bottle. Everything falls in slowly. Each one's bottle, you look at each one by itself. That's why it's Pshat Rav Shimon, not because be'ena machta. So we're still trying to find the Pshat Rav Yehuda, why he allows to take out this one saw to give to the Kayin and be misakin it. Hey, I do this on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to answer now. A final teretz has nothing to do with be'ina machta. It's a new teretz. Elahu doma k'rav Shim ben Loza. The time Shim ben Loza Omer, noisin eino of b'tzad zeh v'oichel mitzad achar. Rav Shim ben Loza holds that you are allowed to, by a meduma, something gets mixed up, and you have to take out shuma, you're allowed to do that b'machshava alone. That's enough. And since you can do it b'machshava alone, so machshava alone you can do on Shabbos, it's not a mice at all. So since you can do it b'machshava alone, so therefore you're allowed to do it b'mice also, because not much of a tikkun, I could do it b'machshava anyway. That's the teretz. That reason you can do machshava, it's not called taking or taking it out. So Gemara is going to ask now. So that means Rav Shimon Lozov himself holds the kedub machshava. Probably also holds the kedub by hand. The problem is we find out like that. Me saw like kavasei v'ha. On top of kufman beis on beis v'ha. Mifuk palgalo. Rav Shimon Lozov argues Rav Yehuda. Tanya Rav Yehuda imalas the medum v'achav meya. Rav Yehuda says that on Shabbos you might see one out of the 100 to give to the kohen, and after it gets mixed up, Rav Shimon Lozov even know. No, you see name v'tzad zevich v'tzaracha. You have to do machshava. So you see that he holds even makom einik Shabbos only could do machshava and that's it. So the Gemara no, Yehuda holds like Rav Shimon. He holds even more. He holds not only could do machshava, but because you could do it by machshava, you also could do it by yad. It's not called shvik tikkun. The Rav Yehuda adif from Rav Shimon Elazar. Yehuda is even better than Rav Shimon Elazar. And since you could do it by machshava, you even do it by yad.